What's a river's favorite sport?
I don't know what.
It is running.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Science.
My garden this year is a jumbled up kind. My cowpeas and daisies are all intertwined. My botanist friend had me plant them just so. She's collecting the data that may help her show how a good mix of plants brings more insects afield. And maybe more bugs means a healthier yield. And I jumped at the chance to take part in her plan, 'cause I'm happy to help when I can. I'm a citizen scientist, joining the planet-wide dance that helps human knowledge advance. I've weighed my tomatoes and measured their size. I've counted the cutworms and spiders and flies. My botanist friend takes the data all down. She'll compare it with gardens from all over town. And maybe the numbers will show us the way toward gardening well without pesticide spray. But whether or not her study bears any fruit, it has still been a worthwhile pursuit. 'Cause I'm a citizen scientist. I'm a citizen scientist, joining the planet-wide dance that helps human knowledge advance. And when the garden has been tilled, what new project will I do? I could help explore the cosmos for the galaxy zoo. I could sift through tiny fossils from mastodon times. I could try to fold some proteins with Folded Online. In the great backyard bird count, I could help keep track of birds. With SETI at home, I could search for alien words. Handful more exciting projects I could start working on. I'll visit SCIstarter.com. I'll visit SCIstarter.com. 'Cause I'm a citizen scientist, joining the planet-wide dance that helps human knowledge advance.
Science!
That's Monty Harper with Citizen Science. Today's episode comes with a learn-along guide. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for community science. I'm Katie Stone. I'm so happy to be here at the Outpost with a whole lot of great people and on Zoom. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Who's with us today?
Hi, it's Luminata.
Yellow, it's Haley.
It's Lily Mae.
Hi, it's Corbett.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's the Orphan.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Xavier.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hello, it's Cade.
Well, thanks so much for being here. We're going to learn about something that's pretty cool. It's this organization that takes care of our bosque by watching out for that bosque. And for those of you listeners who don't live in New Mexico or somewhere in the Southwest, the word bosque means the foresty area around a river. And the organization that we're going to be talking to today is called the Bosque Ecosystem Monitoring Program. They turn everyday students, just like you, into community scientists. Are you ready to learn more?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. We'll be right back.
the high chair. Her food is on the floor. She's testing a hypothesis, and she needs to know more. Square and orange will stick, she predicts. Round and green will bounce like a ball. Her carrots and peas fly one by one until the outcome becomes predictable. We are born to do science. A baby can do it and so can you. We are born to do science. Just figuring out what's true. Baby's out of juice now.
Uh-oh.
And so she throws her cup. It makes a happy clatter, and her daddy picks it up.
Thank you.
How can she make him do that again? The need for data is evident. She giggles with anticipation as she launches her new experiment.
Come on, Daddy, pick up the cup.
Maybe if I cry,
was Born to Do Science from Songs from the Science Frontier. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. And today on the show, we're going to be learning about citizen science from some experts at an organization called BEMP. Zoe Watkins-Daniels is with us. She's the education director. And Annie Montes is an educator. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us today.
What is BEMP?
So BEMP is an acronym which stands for the Bosque Ecosystem Monitoring Program. So usually when we introduce our program to kids, we kind of go through each of the words. So the very first word is bosque, which is, of course, here in the Southwest, a very special type of forest, a forest that runs next to a river. And so what does the E stand for?
The E is actually one of my favorite words, and it stands for ecosystem. How many of you here, by raise of hands, have ever heard of the word ecosystem before?
A lot of kids are raising their hands.
That's great. So for those of you who are not raising your hands, that's also very exciting to me because I get to introduce you to this word. So ecosystem is essentially a word that talks about all of the living things and all of the non-living things that are in one place all together and how they all exist coincidingly, how they are together as friends, right? Or potentially as enemies.
So we have the B is the bosque, and that's that beautiful little special forest that's found in deserts along the rivers. And then we have the E, which is the ecosystem.
And then we have M, which is
monitoring.
Yeah. So monitoring is another one of those kind of tricky words to define. So usually I ask students, what do you think monitoring is with your body? So at this point, we can pause and we can just all make a little motion and see what we think monitoring is.
A lot of people are like pretending they're looking in binoculars or writing things down. They're pretending to look up and down and take pictures. They're doing a lot of looking.
So all of those actions, looking, taking pictures, taking notes, these are all examples of monitoring. So basically what we're doing is we're going out into the bosque and we're recording things in the form of data. And we have many different types of data that we collect, but we can get into that later through our conversation.
And then program, of course, is just what you are. You're a program. And you're a program that actually goes into schools and works with kids. How many schools do you go into?
It usually depends a lot on the year, but right now we have about 18 different schools that actually come into the field with us. They come out into the bosque, and then we actually go into a variety of schools as well that don't maybe have the opportunity to go that far or don't have transportation, things of that sort. So in total right now, I think we're working with about 29 different schools.
What do the students do at BEMP?
That is a huge question. We do so many things. So as Zoe mentioned, one of the things we do is we visit campuses and we have various classroom lessons that we have put together about bosque ecology. So for example, we may come to a campus and set up a monitoring site. So we'll look at things like rainfall on the campus or what insects we find there, just to show students that you can collect data anywhere. The second thing that we do, as Zoe mentioned, is we go into the field with students. So we take them physically out into the bosque and we collect data, data that can be used by all sorts of organizations. So these data include precipitation, groundwater, litter fall, which isn't about garbage, it's about pieces of plants falling onto the ground. And we also look at this thing called arthropods, which includes insects and spiders and things like that.
How many years does your litter fall collection go back?
That's a really excellent question. So as an organization, we've been around for, I want to say, almost 30 years now. We're actually one of the oldest organizations in New Mexico that's been collecting this data. And so our data set, unfortunately, doesn't go back all that way, only because in the first couple of years, that's been quite some time now. But we still have data that we look at from about 20 years ago.
That's really impressive.
Why do you do BEMP?
I think we can both answer this question. So this is Annie. I do BEMP because I love New Mexico and I love my community. And I love making these connections with students where I get them to love it with me. So it's just an amazing opportunity to connect us to the land and to show students that anybody can be a scientist.
And this is Zoe. So I think that's a really excellent question, too. And it makes me really wonder why it is that I do BEMP. So thank you for asking it. I feel like for me, it really blends together all the things that I love the most. I love being outside. I love exploring our nature and our ecosystems. And I also really love being a teacher. And so for me, putting those two things together and helping to inspire a younger generation to do that same thing is really, it's really special. It helps us to see how we're all part of the ecosystem and how we impact that and how we can move forward.
We're talking with Zoe Watkins-Daniels. She's the education manager at BEMP, the Bosque Ecosystem Monitoring Program, and Annie Montes, who is an environmental educator with BEMP.
S-C-I-E-N-C-E, science is the place to be if you want to find out what makes the world go round. On the earth or in the air, science tells us why it's there. If you want to find out why things go up and down, it's a matter of science, science. It's everything you see. It's sound advice turns water to ice and electricity. S-C-I-E-N-C-E, science is the place to be if you want to find out what makes the world go round. S-C-I-E-N-C-E, it's everything you see. S-C-I-E-N-C-E, it's everything you see. It's a matter of science, science, it's everything you see. It's sound advice turns water to ice and electricity. S-C-I-E-N-C-E, science is the place to be if you want to find out what makes the world go round and around. If you want to find out what makes the world go round.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Remember, we've got a learning guide at childrenshour.org.
Apples don't fall far from the tree. Sometimes you act just like me. Apples don't fall far from the tree. It's just common sense. Save up for a rainy day. You'll need it when skies turn gray. Save up for a rainy day. It's just common sense. What makes it common? Does it make sense to you? Why do others think it's true? If we pay attention, ask questions every day, maybe then we'll understand when we hear people say, good workers don't blame the tool. That's true at home or at school. Good workers don't blame the tool. It's just common sense. Many hands make jobs more fun. Instead of working one by one, many hands make jobs more fun. It's just common sense. What makes it common? Does it make sense to you? Why do others think it's true? If we pay attention, ask questions every day, maybe then we'll understand when we hear people say, a change as strong as the weakest link, an idea's as good as how we think. A change as strong as the weakest link. It's just common sense. A mighty oak from an acorn grew. Everything old once was new. A mighty oak from an acorn grew. It's just common sense.
Was It's Just Common Sense. That's the Folk Club Kids. And before that, Science was Nancy Stewart. A learn-along guide comes with this episode that meets and cites national education standards. You can use it in the classroom or just for fun at home. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for Community Science.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're listener-supported at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. The Arts Alive program on Museum Hill in Santa Fe is free for all ages in June and July. Plan your summer visit at museumhill.net. Do you have an old car, boat, or motorcycle cluttering your yard? Learn how you can turn your unwanted vehicle into Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour.